The Baker administration is promising to take several steps to improve the state's troubled child welfare agency and deal with a dramatic increase in the number of children in foster care in Massachusetts. In an agreement with a union representing social workers, the governor is promising to aggressively recruit more foster families and increase the number of social workers for the State Department of Children and Families. Joining us to explain what these changes might accomplish is State Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mary Lou Sutters. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this dramatic increase in the number of children in foster care. What are we talking about in terms of numbers?
So what we've seen is a 20% increase in the number of children coming into foster care. A lot of it has to do with the opioid epidemic. And we know that we need to increase the number of foster homes for them because kids need stability.
So tell us these steps in terms of aggressively recruiting foster families and putting more social workers on staff. Give us some specifics of those.
Absolutely. Well, if I can just put it into context, since 2015, we've been intentionally rebuilding the Department of Children and Families that had been hampered by historic budget cuts, low morale, and high-profile tragedies. And now we're really focused on the foster care piece, when children have to be removed from their families. So one, we need to recruit and retain the best high-quality foster homes for any child who comes into care. So we're adding very dedicated social workers whose job is to recruit and retain foster families and to maintain that strong connection with them. Plus additional foster care workers, if you would, line workers, whose job is to provide, you know, if a child has experienced trauma, is to help arrange the care for the child in that foster care system. And no surprise, increasing our communication tools with foster families. For the first time ever, we've created an intranet for foster homes, for foster parents, one place where foster parents can go for information around trauma, trainings, forms, how to contact various people in the department if they have questions. In fact, it just started to roll out this week. We feel pleased about it. Why it took time to get it, you know, to create an intranet specifically for foster parents, you know, I don't spend a lot of time in history. I like to move forward. Mm.
At this point, there's not a cost estimate, but there are a couple of other things that you are thinking about doing as you revamp. Among them, reading what I've read, I would say probably mm-hmm. mental health care for some of the children in state custody is also something that that these new initiatives would work on. Is that right?
Yes. So we have not priced out what the cost of these reforms will be, because our commitment is to do it right, and then we will provide the resources to make sure they're implemented perfectly.
You know, you said that this has been an ongoing series of efforts to improve the State Department of Children and Families. Of course, it was a campaign promise of Governor Baker. But I am wondering, I know you don't want to look at history, but why now? What did it take to make these reforms?
It's when you do look back at the history of the department, in the period from around 2011 and 2014, during the economic recession, the department's budget was severely cut. And there were a number of structural and staff reductions that happened in the department. And then it was topped by then some high-profile tragedies. And the department, honestly, was paralyzed and was reacting to situations rather than engaging in the extraordinarily challenging and rewarding work of being a line social worker. And since 2015, this administration has added $190 million in additional resources, more than 300 line social workers, created a medical department, including the first time ever medical department, ensured that 100% of our staff are licensed. And it's from that foundation that we are now addressing a core part of child welfare, which is when children need to be removed from their families and what do we need to provide them stability and to support foster parents who've opened their hearts and homes to these children.
State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Deb. Take care.